to find in the morning papers is hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AM, FM, shortwave, talk radio. The truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it on.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. And we're going to have a little fun today. I'm going to make this a happy, fun phone-in Friday. Now, we don't have enough fun around here. We're so engrossed in the societal, governmental, social, cultural problems of this country. And we all know who they are, or what they are, and who a lot of people are responsible for bringing us this wonderful, rapturous pain. You know, I think we're almost getting to the point, folks, that we don't even experience pain anymore. Because if you expose nerves to unending irritation, you know, after a while, you kind of get used to it. And I'll give you a perfect example. I blew out a knee, 20 years ago. Well, it's never been right. It always hurts me. But it only hurts when I pay attention to it. I mean, yeah, there'll be times, you know, I'll do a misstep or I'll step into a hole or something or I'll twist it the wrong way and it'll let me know that it's there. But I ignored the pain because, well, what's the sense of paying attention to it? Your brain can literally shut it off. But what I see happening here in America is we're getting desensitized to the point that the latest, greatest assault, whether it's on our economic freedom, our literal freedom of movement or whatever, you know, it all becomes kind of a blur to us. And I think we have missed the urgency in trying to wake other people up. Now, I'm very happy what's going on with the Ron Paul campaign because it's the only guy that's talking about the rule book. You know, that piece of paper with those fuddy-duddies, what do they call them? Oh, yeah, that's right, the founding fathers. Those stodgy old white guys with the little white wigs. Yeah, kind of the throwbacks to the England area. But they decided they wanted to do a grand experiment and have real freedom and personal liberty and all those other things. And I know there are detractors out there that say, well, you know, these guys were Masonic people and they purposely put traps in there to bring us into the New World Order. And yeah, God, a lot of people will see conspiracies hiding behind every door. I personally do not believe that's the case. Now, were they a lot of them Masons? Yeah. Did George Washington denounce his Masonry? Yeah. Did he practice toward the end of his life? Absolutely not. And, you know, this is the good old, long-established good old boy club. You know, folks, they take care of their own. So if that were the case, why did most of the signers of the Declaration of Independence, the people that actually fought against the king for independence, why did they all die broke? If they were insiders and ring knockers, does not make sense. At any rate, and I think this is a backdoor approach by people that really hate this country and hate its principles, its ideology, its founding documents. And what better way to do it than get in there and start trouncing those that had started the thing? Well, we're going to open up the phone lines today, 800-313-9443. And we're going to have a happy phone-in Friday. I'm going to be playing a lot of Ron Paul TV ads that you've never heard and radio ads which you have never heard. And damn it, I'm just going to have some fun today. We'll have this break and then we'll get on with it right after this.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, Officemax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores, buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday, and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
I had Pat Buchanan on the other day. I think it was on Wednesday. And he had a lot of interviews to do. He was doing his book tour here, Day of Reckoning. And I didn't get the chance to ask him about his thoughts on Ron Paul. Now, he's roughly the same age. I think that Pat Buchanan is 69 or 70, Ron Paul 72 years of age. And it didn't allow me enough time to get into political issues. I know he's a big Reagan fan, but I wanted to know what he thought about Ron Paul. Well, I'm looking on YouTube, and lo and behold, there is a clip here, Pat Buchanan on MSNBC talking about Ron Paul. Here's the clip.
Probably not telling my wife and kids and parents that I love them enough. If that's your biggest sin.
Okay.
What about my hair was
this
Ron,
guy's headed for sainthood.
Ron Paul said, I haven't fought hard enough for liberty. If Ron Paul hasn't fought hard enough for liberty, what hope there is there for you and me?
There's none. Listen, there's none for the rest of us, I'll tell you. He's got the greatest voting record ever held in the Congress.
Amazing.
Or cutting spade. He's wonderful, though. I will say this about Paul, too. And Duncan Hunter, I think they're all getting better, but I will say this about Ron Paul. He's got a superior stage presence.
Well, I don't know about a superior stage presence. I You know, we've been taught in this country, folks, to pay attention to the glitz and the outer surfaces. You know, not every woman in this country is born 36, 24, 36. Not every man is 6'2", eyes of blue, 48-inch chest, you know, 30-inch waist, and you get the idea. But Madison Avenue will spend countless advertising, or other people's manufacturers' money for advertising, you know, to try to make you believe if you just use this, if you just use this shampoo and this conditioner, that your hair is going to look like the model that they've got plastered on the TV, fondling and waving her hair, that it doesn't even look like real hair, it looks like a wig. Maybe one out of 10,000 women have a head of hair like that. But that doesn't stop women from trying. You know, there's nothing you're going to be able to put on your hair. And I'm not saying that there isn't stuff that you can do to your hair to make it look a little bit better, but you're not going to change the basic anatomic structure of your hair. You know, you are who you are. And most of it is because of DNA. I mean, that's it. You know, why do you think that genetically they want to go in there and start altering, picking the genes that they like and the ones that they don't? And pretty soon, ladies and gentlemen, this is what they have envisioned, that you'll be able to pick your baby out of a DNA pile of your choosing. You know, what do you want your son or daughter to look like? You know, that kind of deal. But it is, and I'm a little distracted here. Let me just do this and get this out of the way. What I did earlier today on the cash flow was I ran political ads, Ron Paul's political ads, both radio and television ads. And let me see if this will accept it this time. And I just had a lot of fun, and I'll tell you what, I got juiced. I mean, I'm just sitting here, and I'm ready to go out there and start campaigning from this guy. Now, people have called me, several people called me today, as a matter of fact, talking about, well, do you think Ron Paul, they're going to kill him? Well, let me see. Did they kill Abe Lincoln? Yeah. Did they kill John F. Kennedy? Yeah. My speculation on the JFK assassination. You know, I don't get tied up with the... the issues, the issue was really who would want him killed and why. And my speculative opinion about that one is that because he smacked international bankers in the face by printing United States notes that were non-interest bearing. And, you know, we have been conditioned here in this country that, you know, and I'm listening to interviews out there, people that are looking at the candidates and, you know, how they strike them and, you know, that they look good and, you know, we're based more on not substance, but appeal. Okay, well, what's appealing to the American people? Well, I've seen Hillary Clinton lately just proclaim that the reason I'm in this presidential race, the Marxist commie that she is, and a little bit later I'll get into Hillary Clinton's background and how she actually met Billy Clinton. And, well, you know, he became a Rhodes Scholar, schooled in internationalism, and she was just a flat-out little commie. By the way, she used to be a Goldwater person until she hit the university. I guess she smoked so much dope or dropped some bad acid or something, and all of a sudden she started hanging around with Marxists, and that has never quit. You know, hence, folks, you know, what's the voter appeal out there for Hillary Clinton? Oh, well, she's going to do something about health care. Yeah, she's going to give us socialized medicine, which everybody's going to have to pay for. And I don't want to pay the bill on some fat slob that drinks two cases of beer, you know, eats three buckets of Kentucky Fried Chicken, you know, doesn't know how to keep himself healthy, because somebody there is going to be there for his lack of responsibility in taking care of himself. You know, when Ron Paul talks about personal responsibility, folks, you need to go down the proverbial rabbit hole all the way on that one and hear what the man is saying. Well, the thought struck me today that old Huckleberry here from Arkansas is being pushed by the mainstream medias, and now this negative stories are coming out about him, that he accepted over $100,000 in bribes. I'm sorry, did I say bribes? I mean gifts, just gifts, folks, as Arkansas governor. Now, that's a no-no. What else has the guy done? Numerous stuff. Is he going to continue the war on terror? Is he going to keep the troops in the Middle East? Oh, absolutely. Do we have a solution for the Middle East? Yeah. Ron Paul just came out the other day and said, yeah, it's about the oil. Well, we don't need their oil. We don't even need Hugo Chavez's oil. But this game, this corporate game, is rigged in this country. You want to control prices, and more importantly, control people. You want to, at the flip of a switch or the switch at the gas pump, it doesn't matter. How do you want to control people's lives by emptying their pockets? Well, you just get in bed with people that just want to go out and rob and rape and pillage. You know, I was talking to a guy today. I was filling up the tank today. And I don't live too far from this network. I'm like 90 seconds away from this building. So consequently, I don't have to drive a whole lot. So I'm filling up the car today, and I'm looking at this guy. He's got this brand new big old Dodge pickup truck. Looks really cool. And I asked him, I said, how much does it cost you to fill that thing up? He said, $65. He said, but my company truck, he said, I have my own company. It cost me over $120 to fill up that truck. And I said, you know, this is really funny. And he and I got to talking. And I told him about Lindsey Williams being a preacher that was invited up there by Exxon in Alaska. And I said he did his job so well that, you know, they started inviting him into the boardroom. And he got a bird's eye view of the mechanizations and, you know, the plans of the oil companies. And more importantly, the thing that stood out is the amount of oil that is in the ground ready to be pumped out for consumption, and it can be used right here in the U.S. I looked at the guy. I said, are you aware that the North Slope in Alaska, Gull Island, I said the wells, they have several exploratory wells have already been drilled, but they've been capped. I said, you know, we have enough oil reserves up there in Alaska right now to power this country for the next 200 years at present consumption rates. And I'm not talking about any other technologies coming in to take the place of oil. And he said, no, I was not aware of that. He said, I got a brother that's up there. He's ex-Special Forces. I said, really? I said, he's a roughneck? He goes, no, he's not a roughneck. What this guy's duty is, and he's paid by the oil companies to do this, you're going to love this one. He's paid $150,000 a year. What does the guy do? Well, he's literally a well-paid professional babysitter for the roughnecks. You know, to kind of keep them safe. You know, keep them out of trouble, and you know, if they cause enough mayhem, to keep the locals from killing them. You know, that kind of thing. And well, basically, he's like an overpaid nanny. And I said, really? I said, that's pretty interesting. So we parted company, but you know, the guy just looked at me. He said, you're kidding? I said, yeah. He said, he made the comment to me. He says, well, that's why we're in the Middle East, because of that oil. And I said, well, if that is the reason, and that is the case, and that's the only reason, well, I got a simple solution for that. We don't have to be there. You know, if we don't like some socialist or communist dictator someplace, well, we don't have to buy his oil either. And he just had this look on his face. Now, they're actually, folks, talking about putting taxes, additional taxes on oil. Somebody come up with a grand master plan here, some little socio-economical little program. There's going to be a lot of good derived out of placing more taxes than you're already paying on petroleum products. You know, it never stops, folks. It never stops. But people, and James Martinez, my co-host on Cashflow, he's been getting emails literally from all over the world. One woman emailed him from Scotland. And she sent money to the Ron Paul campaign. Now, the funny thing about this is that if she made an investment into the election of Ron Paul and she saw that things were politically on the upswing here in this country, that she might want to immigrate to this country. Well, fat chance. Maybe her grandbabies will be able to do that, but, well, right now, not a ghost chance in the proverbial to get over here. More on this when we get back, folks. It's an open phone Friday an open phone fun Friday. I'm not going to get real serious here. We've had enough of angst and wringing our hands.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Let's go to the phones here. John in Tennessee. Hello, John.
Hello, John. Thank you, first of all, for all the hard work with RBN. It's all I can do to try and have a little bit of an impact here in Nashville, Tennessee.
Well, you know what? We need to share the burden. And this has been our problem, John, that not enough of us has stepped up to the plate to get involved.
Well, I am doing all I can, and I'm supporting RBN at every opportunity.
Thank you.
Thank you. I know you wanted to keep it light. I was going to talk about something else, but since you brought up Lindsey Williams, John, in 1975, I was a 17-year-old kid coming out of high school that enlisted in the Air Force. And between my delayed enlistment and the time that I left, I worked on the pipeline.
Mm-hmm.
At the time that Lindsey was in Alaska, I was working up around Potomac, between the Potomac and Patuxent Rivers in Maryland, outside of D.C. I was making a lot of money. For a 17-year-old kid, I was making about $900 a week.
That was good money back then.
Well, back then that was more than a grown man made. at a full-time job.
Mm-hmm.
The reason that I'm saying this, when I went in to give them my notice prior to going into basic training, the man that owned the company, his name was J.W. Hayes. I will never forget this man. I went in to quit, and he asked me, why are you quitting? I'm paying you good money. I said, well, I've enlisted in the military, Mr. Hayes, and I'm leaving in 5 days. He looked at me and he said, John, I can get you out. I can send you to Alaska. I'll pay you $750 a week. You'll work a week on and a week off. And I declined. He offered to send me to Peru. Same deal. A week on and a week off, but you got paid the week that you were off. And I declined. He said, why do you want to make $300 a month when I'll give you $750 a week? And I said, I'm going in the military. He said, I can get you out. Now, John, he meant it when he said it. So for anyone that doubts what Lindsey William has to say and the power that these men wield, it is true. It is absolutely true. I worked in the 80s after I came out of the military and hauled tons and hundreds of tons of cement. I'm a truck driver, to Halliburton oil wells and watch them pour cement down the wells and cap the wells.
Yep.
We have thousands, for anyone that's listening, there's no exaggeration. We have thousands and thousands and thousands of capped wells all across this country, from Michigan to Florida, to the West Coast, to the East Coast. It's not just Alaska, folks. It's all over this country. We are flooded with oil. And my uncle retired at the age of 60 as a multimillionaire. Told me back in 73 and 74 when I was a young kid that there was no oil crisis. He told me what their plans were, and it was to use their oil. And then when we run them out, we are not going to sell them a drop of ours, and we're going to set whatever price we want on the oil that's in the ground in our country. He died a pretty miserable man, kind of ashamed of the way he had lived his life. There's a lot going on in this that people don't understand. It's life and death. If you've listened to Lindsey Williams, then you know that there were some wildcatters that were actually going to make an attempt to drill Gull Island. And the majority of those died in single car crashes. So, you know, there's, when you're talking about black gold, literally black gold, people will kill for it.
Well, and they also use it for political purposes. You know, I heard Bush the other day during his 50-minute press conference. I guess it's now changed again. The reason why we're in the Middle East is he's not even using the word to democratize anymore. We're over there fighting for their freedom.
Well, if you'll allow me, I'd like to go off on a little bit of a different topic.
Sure, go ahead.
I called in on Michael's program about 3:30, I guess, and I was at work. And if I'm repeating myself to anyone that's listening, you have my sincere apologies, but this needs to get out. Here in Tennessee, John, the governor's mansion, Phil Bredesen and his wife, Angela Conte, who do not even live in the mansion. Mansion's appraised at $900,000. They're attempting to put a $19 million addition below ground, a 15,000-foot banquet hall or gathering area below the surface, two stories below ground. And if you're familiar with Tennessee, the Nashville area is sitting on limestone.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take a lot of explosives. This is something that has come up within the last month. They're talking about starting the demolition, whatever you want to call it, the 28th of December. And you've got to ask yourself, and this is in a residential neighborhood in Belle Meade, you've got to ask yourself, what on earth do they have a need for 15,000 square foot dining or dancing area at the mansion that no one occupies?
Hang on a second. We got to take the break. I want to hear a little bit more about this. Yeah, and why the mad rush? And who are you going to get in there during the holiday season to start blasting? We'll pick this up when we get back from the break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
All right, we're back. John in Tennessee, in case somebody tuned in, which state, what governor's mansion?
This is Nashville, Tennessee, and it's the governor's mansion that has never been occupied by any of the governors.
Okay, and they want to build a dance hall and whatever else. How many square feet?
Well, it's 15,000 square feet, John, and it's actually... two stories below ground. There's a lot of stuff that I'm not, I mean, I know the facts, but I'm not able to really put them across as they need to be. I have a friend down here that's actually working on it.
Okay.
He and I were talking when this broke in the news, and according to the news, there were no plans, but they were going to start the explosions.
Hmm.
No drawings, no blueprints. So I was talking to him on the phone, and I said, well, let's see what we can find out. He went to the city hall on the telephone and actually called them, and the guy in the clerk's office said, well, it's interesting you would ask, because I just now had blueprints come across my desk. So he hopped in his car and broke the news to the news media here in Nashville. And he's got some background in the military with reading blueprints and special forces and, yeah, I guess he was a Blue Beret or whatever the Air Force called their special forces.
Mm-hmm.
And So he broke it to the news. Now, what's unusual, John, is some of the things that they're using in the construction of this building. They've got, and I could be off on the numbers, but there's glass panels that are 38 feet long, 5 feet wide. They go from the basement area, this two stories below the ground, that actually protrude through the ground above. And in the middle of those glass panels, there's going to be an oak tree planted according to the blueprints. So I've got to ask myself, what is the significance of an oak tree growing out from below the ground? You know, and from the top, it's going to appear as though it's a pond, but it's going to have a glass, like a flat glass area that's going to look like a pond in the front yard of the governor's mansion.
Interesting.
There's a lot of strange stuff. This is an area that's going to have restroom facilities for 1,200 people, according to the blueprints. Now, I don't know how many stalls are necessary for how many people.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be the engineer trying to
figure out. John, here's what I'm looking at. Now, call me very conspiratorial. If I am, so be it. But if restrooms or stalls, it wouldn't take a whole lot to convert them to detention areas.
That's right.
Okay. And this is things that I'm looking at. What's also interesting is earlier this year, we got two new talk show hosts in Nashville on a 90,000-watt blowtorch, WTN. One came from New Orleans, and I'll just say his initials are MD. And he, at one time, was a political consultant for different. His father's in radio also. And there's one that came from North Carolina, Raleigh, that was actually the editor and public relations officer for Air Force Times or whatever the Air Force's magazine is, and I can't recall at this time. I think it's Air Force Times. But we've got a PR guy and a former paid political consultant on the radio here in Nashville now. And there's just so much going on that it's unreal that it's at an accelerated rate. So I had called into Michael's program to kind of get people to be watchful in their own areas or their own state capitals. If you see this kind of stuff going on, it's not outside of the realms of possibility to, if they're building detention areas for the average Joe, according to Alex Jones, then there's people with maybe a little more clout or a little more that are a little more valuable.
We may
not be kept in an area like you and I would be.
We would get special treatment, wouldn't we?
Well, yeah.
So, special waterboarding and torture techniques. Yeah.
Well, it's amazing because if you're familiar with anything, in relation to the way that some of these ancient religions used to conduct ceremonies, oak trees played a very important part.
I knew
so
that.
So I'll just leave it at that and let people look into it on their own.
All right, John.
But oak trees did play a very peculiar part.
All right. John, I appreciate your call. Thank you for the heads up.
All right.
All right.
Thank you, John.
All right. Like I said earlier, folks, I had numerous calls here about Ron Paul. Gee, do you think they're going to try to shoot the guy? Well, of course they're going to try to shoot him. But here's my question. And I'll tell you what, if I was his security advisor, they'd have to drop a nuke on this guy to get to him. Because I would have the best of the best. I mean, the absolute best of the best. You know, I mean, take a look at JFK. Look at the Secret Service. I mean, without Secret Service complicity, ladies and gentlemen, I don't think they would have had a real clear shot at JFK. But at any rate, and I'm going to go down the JFK hole here today. But, you know, the issue here of Ron Paul and fearing for his safety. You know, I am tired and sick and tired of all the fear-mongering. You know, I mean, listen to it, folks. What is the job of the medias right now? What's their job? To keep us uncertain, to keep us in fear. And, you know, I've got ideas in my head that I will not express on the air because they're just ideas. but I know which way the wind blows. And I've got a BS meter here, and it does peg from time to time. And rather than inclusion, always casting doubt, always keeping that fear going, you know, I'm sick of it. That's their tool. That's their tool. And I was thinking, you know, who would you take a bullet for in your life, folks? Family member, mother, father, wife, son, daughter? Who would you take a bullet for? And then I got to thinking, even for, if I was in a situation, would I step in front of a bullet for Ron Paul? Well, let me see. Yeah, I think I would. If I was being paid to do that, I know I would. The fear's got to stop, folks. What we've got to do is start motivating people into action. You know, I could sell one heck of a lot of DVDs and VHS tapes if I was just out there just pumping the fear. I'll tell you what, with the psychologist that I know, filmmakers that I know, oh, I could put together films that would scare you right under the bed. Now, one might argue that you have to do that sort of thing to make the public aware, and that is true. But if your reach is not going out any further, and you're still preaching to that choir, and you're still pumping the fear, who are you in service to? Yourself, because you're selling too many movies? You're making a lot off of that? What's the deal? So, you know, I took these calls today, and I said, you know, they asked me, do you think they'll try to kill Ron Paul? Sure they will. Okay, next subject. Well, wait a minute. What do you mean, well? Okay, I just said, yeah, they'd probably try to kill the guy. Next question. Well, that's all I wanted to know. Well, why did you want to know? Well, you know, I'm like, am I talking to a human being here, or am I talking to a tape recorder? Folks, look, I'm not putting Ron Paul in the camp of Jesus Christ. Not anywhere close. But they killed him, didn't they? I'm sorry, wasn't he reported to be the Son of God? Okay, so we kill the Son of the Creator in flesh form, the Creator of the universe. Gee, do you think they'll try to kill Ron Paul? Well, they killed Jesus Christ. Well, so I sometimes, you know, I just sometimes look at what's going on, and I have to ask myself the question, what are people's motivations? You know, what is their agendas? You know, what is it that they're trying to prove? You know, and I've made mention of this before, and I'm not against the 9/11 truthers, and I've not gotten, believe it or not, I've not gotten angry emails or phone calls, because I think they understand what I'm saying. That, okay, take off your 9/11 was an inside job shirt when you go to a Ron Paul rally. You know, the fact that they tried to hang this on Ron Paul with the stupid twit that's on CNN. You know, I mean, it's this political trash. And you keep your eye on the ball and you keep moving forward. You know, I started to mention that my co-host, James Martinez on Cashflow, he's getting emails from all over the world. And Michael Herzog texted me earlier today. And in straw voting polls, obviously foreigners can't vote. You know, if you're... your allegiance is with another country and you're a citizen there, obviously you can't vote in American elections. But the straw poll voting is showing that people from all over this planet want to see Ron Paul as president. And they're beating out all other votes for all other all other candidates combined. What message is resonating with these people? Freedom, liberty? Oh, no, George is saying that, isn't he? That's why we're over in the Middle East right now. We're fighting for freedom. We're democratizing. We're going to make sure the McDonald's and a XXX movie theater's on the same block. You know, that's America. We want to give them our values. So it must not be that one. Let me see. Income tax. Well, let me see. Well, not everybody has the income tax system we have. So it may not be that point. Banking? Oh, now that might be it. Because every industrialized country, anybody that's got any worth whatsoever, you've got the international bankster gangsters strangling you as they're strangling us. And we've got some pretty bright people around the planet that pick their nose up from the grindstone every once in a while to put their head in the air and sniff the wind and see what's blowing. And a lot of people on this planet understand that this is the linchpin. The United States of America is the linchpin to the globalist plans. Once they get this, there's nothing stopping them. Who has been behind this? Oh, that's right, the very same bankers. Who's been behind most of the major wars? Who's the people that clean up on both sides? They don't care who wears the white hat, the black hat, it doesn't matter. We'll loan you all the money you need for military stuff. And then we'll support you while you're blowing the snot out of everything and killing everybody. And then we'll even be there for reconstruction purposes. Gosh, we're just an all-service banking system, aren't we? Ron Paul's message is resonating with people all over this planet. Let me play, and I'll continue to take your calls here so nobody go anyplace. I want to throw in some Ron Paul ads here because I have not seen or heard hardly any of these. This one is all these are on YouTube, by the way. If you go up to YouTube and you punch in Ron Paul TV ads, you'll get the bevy of the things, and there's a lot of them up there. But here's Hillary Clinton that says that she's running for president because she wants to do something about health care here. She's such a caring person that she really believes that she's got the best shot for all these uninsured Americans here in the country that need health care. And see, the system is so broken that, well, we just need national health care. Little communist wench. I know who you used to sleep with. I know who you used to share a beer with. I know the people that you were around. While your hubby, before you married him, was being schooled in, well, globalism, you were being schooled in Marxism. But, you know, Marxism's kind of a strong word, so, you know, you've been just kind of a little socialist all these years. Well, ironically enough, let me see, the globalist and the socialist, oh, that's right. They want global socialism, don't they? So you don't want to make it all communism, because, you know, what's the incentive to produce if you don't own anything? You're not allowed to own anything. But we can give you the illusion. We'll let you make all the money that you want, but we're going to be there to empty out your pocketbooks and shake you upside down to get a little bit more out of you when we deem it's necessary. That's the meaning of true democracy. If you can convince 51% of the people that you should go down the street and rob Joe Blow because look at the other guy down at the other end of the block. He's so needy and he's so poor. Well, we can fix that through your labors. Oh, well, let's not talk too much about socialism. Anyhow, here's this ad. This was from a week ago. This is a TV ad, Ron Paul, on the healthcare issue.
Big tug of war going on in healthcare these days. One side's big business, HMOs, drug companies, you get the idea. Other side's the government. Same guys that kept wounded Iraq war vets in moldy, rodent-infested rooms for months. Some choice. I say we need Ron Paul for president. One, he's a doctor. Seen it all. Two, he's got the right idea. Take power from big business and the bureaucrats, give it back to patients and the doctors they choose. Now that's the right medicine.
I'm Ron Paul, and I approve this message.
I'm John
Statmiller, and I approve of Ron Paul. So there. Let's go to the phones here. Steve in California. Hello, Steve.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Steve, and I approve of that message. Hey, the last few weeks, your frustration level seems to have been up. What's up with that?
Frustration level?
Yeah, you seem more...
Edgy?
Yeah.
I'm feeling the tsunami that's coming.
Yeah.
You know, like a dog will sense an earthquake before it hits.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that's kind of what's happening.
Well, they're doing a real number on this country. I don't know what left, who they can sell, and what's left to sell here in the warehouse.
You?
Now we got, yeah.
What's the going price on you?
$28 to them, maybe.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll put you up on eBay and see if we can get that.
Yeah, now they have foreign funds coming into this country. Hey. Anyhow, yeah, the Ron Paul movement is awesome, you know. And I'm support the guy, donate to the campaign, and
political aspirations or affiliations before?
I was a constitutionalist.
Mm-hmm.
I might have voted for Perot only.
Yeah.
That would have been a choice, but prior to, besides him, I supported nobody.
All right, hold on a second. We've got to go to break here. And I'm going to keep playing these ads throughout the body of the show, folks, because you know what? It's fun. You know what it inspires? People into action. It gives them something that's been lacking in this country, and that's hope, real hope.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out in school? That's what they said the Constitution was about.
You know, during the break, I had to run out and get my wife to unlock the van, and I had to get my Ron Paul bumper sticker out and put it on my car. Heretofore, I only had two stickers on my car. One, of course, is republicbroadcasting.org, and the other one was Be a Godly American, Be Legal, Learn English, or Go Home. But now I have my Ron Paul bumper sticker on, which, thanks to a gentleman down at the tea party that took place here in Austin on Sunday, we were handing out the big Ron Paul signs to people, and somebody gave me a nice little lapel, the little stick-on things and a metal thing, and you know, all kinds of stuff. So, at any rate, that and the magnetic applique, bring them home. At any rate, Steve.
Hi.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had three signs removed that I had put up in the area where I live. They weren't on private property. I can't imagine what kind of person would do that, you know?
Well, as somebody that pays their taxes and thinks that political messages are maybe graffiti. But they'll do nothing about the gangbangers with their cans of spray paint, you know, spray painting the entire neighborhoods. You know, right.
You know, the powers that be to keep their momentum going with this destruction that they're doing, they've got to keep the masses ignorant. They've got to keep the federal employees ignorant to carry out their whatever they do, IRS on down the line. Those people ever start waking up, that's going to be a miracle. But
well,
I think because there's too many of us, there's not enough of them to really carry out their destruction without.
The only thing that we have to do, Steve, is we have to continue to communicate with ourselves, and that's a good thing. But communicate to outsiders. And what I see happening in politics here, and especially with the Ron Paul campaign, this is giving people the reason, or maybe even the excuse, to be a little energized and to really be patriotic. You know, I mean, get out the rule book, get out the Constitution. Here's the only politician, and Ron Paul's really not a politician, but for the sake of their mainstream argument, Ron Paul's the only politician that's out there saying, wait a minute. It's the Constitution. We need to return to the Constitution. You know, with that, you can't go wrong. Hey, Steve, thanks for your call.
Okay.
Appreciate it very much.
Take care and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Thank you. You too. Same to you. Folks, the thing about this is, and I think they made a mistake with Mr. Huckleberry. They're promoting this guy all over the place, giving him ad time that he couldn't possibly afford because there's no real money backing this guy yet. Of course, the CFR guys haven't gotten their checkbooks out, but they will. But the thing about Ron Paul is he's got almost $20 million in his coffers right now for the political battle. The more that you see and hear these ads, and I'm going to continue to play, the more that this is going to spread. Because people that are hearing his message, not listening to the political pundits or the ne'er-do-wells in the mainstream media, the more, and this is truly his grassroots, this is what scares the snot out of him, that the more money that goes into Ron Paul's coffers, that he gets his message out, the more this is going to continue to grow, the more money that's going to pour in his coffers, and there's no stopping this guy. They don't have anything on him. He's not a closet homosexual, or, you know, there's nothing for him to hide. He's not taking part in backroom deals or shady operations that somebody could blackmail him with. They can't touch the guy. Here's the beauty of it. By the way, the lady over in Scotland, I guess she works for an attorney. The attorney started listening to the network, and he's advising all of his clients to listen to this network because they don't hear the truth over there either. They got to come all the way to America via the internet to hear what's going on. Ron Paul's gaining support, and so is his network, worldwide. Glad to have you freedom lovers aboard, in recognition that if we ain't free, you guys are going down.